The human walks up to the letterbox, a friendly nod to the guard on the other side of the glass door, looks into the envelope one last time, and drops it into the box. Ah, that's the sign. Welcome, again. Great that you all made it, again. Let's check our watches and devices. Let's make absolutely sure they're all slightly off the system clock. It is really, really, really important you check this, okay? We're outside the employment office, Arbeitsamt, Jobcenter, in Leipzig, Germany. From a bird's eye perspective, the building is E-shaped. The arms of the E could stand for entry, error, example. They could also mean elasticity, emancipation, enough. Here and there, you and we will have a closer look at the contours of this E. We will not go inside. We don't want to make we or you sweat. Google Maps says the building is temporarily closed. On OpenStreetMaps, we can see the square in front, which has the air of an extended waiting room, has 16 trees on it in two lines of 8. The street along the back has 14 trees. From a bird's eye perspective, that is probably more valuable information. The street bordering the building is named after Werner Seelenbinder, a communist wrestler. Wikipedia lists many sports accomplishments, first, second, and third places in a run-up to 1933. In seeing that list, you have a hunch of the other list that will start to play a role in this life. Providing cover, housing, and contacts for German and Polish laborers, and in organizing communist resistance groups to the Nazi regime at his own place of work, Seelenbinder was arrested and interned in 5 different disciplinary institutions before being sentenced to death in 1944. Several requests for a pardon had been declined. No. We follow the trees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The contours of a bird come into the field of sensation. You recognize these birds, I'm very sure. Escaped from the Linnean classification, they come in a variety of contours and shapes and sizes, yet existing in the shadows. The windows of the building are clad with these bird stickers that serve as a warning for their free-roaming companions in the sky. A pointed comment on the promise of transparency. Don't come here, it can be dangerous. Suggested name, Diaphanum non clausus, transparency unblocked. Seelenbinder, binder of the soul, perhaps. Which souls are bound and unbound here and there today? Where does the soul of elasticity, emancipation, enough appear? Which shape does it take? Will you and we recognize it when we, you, see it in use? One shape. Where we are standing now, in the queues and on the benches, groups of humans assemble and share that most intricate intimacy of exchanging information about their dealings with bureaucracy. Recommendations and mutual support to keep their sanity and dignity. Under these conditions, the support work that should be done by these institutions is mutual aid and sprawling Telegram groups. This is a shout out to all those anonymous and semi-anonymous admins. Yes, we and you sometimes need to sort ourselves, but you and we can do that together and find out what that means. Another shape. Human life and time are not work by nature. They are lust, discontinuity, feast, rest, needs, coincidences, desires, violence, conflict, etc. And all this explosive, instantaneous, and discontinuous energy must here be transformed into continuous labor force offered on the market. Between the functionally planted bushes, another way blocking the view into the offices, we and you stumble here on the grass upon elasticity, emancipation, enough energy, enchantment. Fitting, perhaps, we find here the blauende Kahlkopf, literally the blue-making bald-headed, commonly called wavy caps. An endemic psychoactive mushroom that mostly grows in human-made half-heartedly tended to wastelands, such as these. In no case you can try it, of course. Naya, on your own risk. I haven't said anything. More important, who is hallucinating whom here and there? How to put it to use and where? Here! Here, at this hydrant, it is thin corresponding, good quality. Yes, it is leaking. What is the problem? I see no problem. As I told you before, the fire is real and it is burning and won't stop burning in the foreseeable future, also here, also there, also everywhere. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. A complaint becomes necessary because of what has already been reproduced. A complaint is not a starting point to make a complaint. Informally or formally is to complain about something that precedes the complaint. Complaints have what we might call a backward temporality. They take us back. And what precedes a complaint can be what stops you from getting through. And you can feel the change in your voice and the dynamic in meetings, and you don't like to hear yourself talking like that, but you end up being in that situation again. And you think, it's me. And you think, no, it's not. It's systematic. And you think, it's me. That conversation you have with yourself, it's me, it's the system, it's me, it's the system, takes time. And it can feel like everything is just spinning around, spinning, spilling. Maybe you reach a point, a breaking point, when it spills out. These were not my words, if any words could ever belong to we. These were the words of Sarah Ahmed from What's the Use. Stream looks healthy, no? The water keeps dripping, flowing, partially frozen, entangling figures. Are these the complaints coming up, seeding to grow something else? The pressure builds up. It's not you, it's systemic. These are also not our words. I promise myself that in the future I'll make a gesture that's relatively successful. It is hard sometimes to tell the difference between pointless and heroic success, or the difference between pointless and heroic failure. My goal is to one day have my body successfully make a statement that doesn't originate in a provincial, privileged, randomly unique story of my life. On Earth, wherever you go, there is sensation. All these situations burdened by some universal practice of sensing. In communism, wherever you go, is meaning. All these people burdened by some universal theory of meaning. In capitalism, wherever you go, there is value. Things, people, situations, all burdened up by some universal measurements of value. If, in your system, language could be either valuable, powerful, or alive, which one of the three would you choose? That was Anna Zett with Artificial Gut Feeling. This is not the source of it all, but here and there, gathered around this source, the smoldering underground fire, it is something. We use the means at our hands. Please fill the air, warm and cold, with your sounds. It is not a waiting tune. It is the energy, elasticity, emancipation, enough building up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.